I apologize. I know many of the people are still davening upstairs, so I would like to share with you a PS to what we discussed about Tzuras HaOisius last week. I mentioned to you that a certain Sifrei Torah, I mentioned Chabad Sifrei Torah, I don't know if it's uniquely Chabad or others as well, have a different regal to the hay in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. A typical hay has a regal that's a yud hafucha, that's an upside down yud. And it is that way generally in all Sifrei Torah, except in the Chabad Sifrei Torah, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, it was the Sifrei Torah I had seen is just a straight line down. The ones that I gave out had a little schmitchik, a little something sticking out, sometimes down, sometimes sideways. And the question is what the source of it is. So I don't know for certain, but I think it's the following. The fact that the regel of the hay, that the hanging regel is an upside down yud, does not have a makar in Gemara. Generally, things that have a makar in the Gemara are ma'akiv, and things that don't have a makar in the Gemara are not ma'akiv. However, the Gemara does say something which seems to contradict the way we normally do a hay. There's a Sefer Tunas HaOisius that was put out recently with Ha'aris on four letters in the Minig Yisrael. The first is the hay. And his Ha'aris is the following. The Gemara says that the hay is like an achsadra. It's shaped like a three-walled area where it's Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is a hay. Olam Hava is a yud. Gemara says, oh, it's a hay. The hay, if somebody wants to fall, he could fall out of the bottom. Somebody who's not careful in Olam Hazeh, he could fall out the bottom, but Hashem leaves an opening on top. See, if he wants to do tshuva, he has a door to get back in. That's what it says in the Gemara Menachos. The Ha'ara that was made is that an achsadra typically has three walls and no fourth wall. If you look at our Sifrei Torah, the way the hay is written, when you have an upside down yud on the bottom, it's what we call Oive Kulmis. It has the width of the Kulmis, the quill with which it's being written. And usually the whole space is about a double Oive Kulmis, which means the yud takes up about half that wall. It's very strange then to call it, it's open on the bottom, it could fall out, there's some little opening on top, the little opening on top, and open on bottom, almost the same. So his horror was that the Gemara is mashma, that the regel of a hay is like you would have a ches, a printed ches, and you, instead of it being a ches, you make an opening on top and it becomes a hay, which would be a straight line down on the left side. He brings from the Seder Aleph base of the Baruch Shomar, which is a Sefer not written by the Torah Tamima. This is the original Baruch Shomar, Kadmon, whose letters we rely on, and that he doesn't say clearly anything about an upside down hay for the regal of the hay. He suggests, since we have a Mesira of a Yud HaFucha, to make the Yud HaFucha as small as possible, not to make it a big Yud, but to make it smaller and leave the opening on bottom as much as possible. Adkan, this is what he writes. So after reading this, I was thinking that it could be the minig that we've seen in the Shem Hashem, in Yud Kei Vav Kei, comes from the understanding that Gemara is referring to Hashem's name. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu's name has a Yud and a Hei. The Yud is Remes Tolem Abba, which is one, has no other parts to it. And the hay is a remes tolem hazeh, where you can fall out the bottom, chalila, and there's an opening to get in on top. So that his aura could be, is accepted regarding to the Shem Hashem, and perhaps that's where this mini comes from, to make the straight regal to the hay. This is my suggestion. I looked around. I didn't see anybody who explains it. So maybe they want to make a little like a yud. I don't know where that little line comes from. I believe we have it one Chabad Sefer Torah. I believe it doesn't have it. So Akan, this is my own thought. That may be pshat. it won't passel because in general a shinui tzura that's not in Shas doesn't passel. Unless in Gansa it doesn't look like the ice. But the rule is whatever says in Gemara is ma'akib, or whatever doesn't say in Gemara. Right, yeah, it's either way. Yeah, I meant only that would be a sign if it's a Chabad Sefer Torah. To a Daka, it might be an issue, but not that itself.
Is there a difference between
the ones I gave out seem to have it on both. My recollection was that it's only the last day, but my recollection may be wrong. What? Kabbalistic things, yeah. So it's likely it's Kabbalistic, which is always an issue to can explain Kabbalistic things anyway. So I've tried to explain up here. How you do? So do you do? You do it, you know. Yeah. Whatever they say, it's a samal of something. I understand they don't know what they're talking about. Samal means I can't explain it, but it has something to do with it. A bechina or a bechina. Why is he shouting the Gemara? It's nothing to do what we're learning. You have to do it afterwards. Okay. I'm sorry. It's not
and the tzaddik with the backwards yud.
The tzaddik with the backwards yud is it's a tomu, what should I tell you? It says that it's tzaddik has surah sayud. And the gra, the point of the gra was, the way the Chazanish explains it, is that he held the backwards yud is not minigari. It will be minigari. He says minigari. But the Gra apparently held that it's not minigari, that it was done by the Seferim, because it's very hard to write a straight tzaddik and not touch the rest, the nun of the tzaddik. So this Sefer had nothing to do with it. This Sefer did not write about that. It was all about Ksavim. He said, no, Ksavim. He was opposed to minigari only in this letter, the tzaddik. The other parts of minigari, he wasn't opposed to. The Gra doesn't say minigari is no good. The Gra was a big, if you could use the expression, a big fan of the Ari. He was matstick Shitas Ari in many areas. But he held, the way the Chazish explains it, he held that the backward tzaddik is a mistake. In minigari, it doesn't belong. The comeback to that is that we see the Sfaradim do have the backward tzaddik. And the response to that is that they're trying to change it also. So it becomes a very unclear issue. Somebody has a minute to do a backward tzaddik, just stick with it, and the Agadayim will hold it's right. But most of us who don't have a minig, minhag ari, have no reason to go out on a limb and have what today they call ksav ari, where the other ksav is kashal kuli alma. There's no reason for it. It bothers me the dishonesty of seferim who push it on people who are sort of unsuspecting consumers, and they don't know that something's being pushed on them that's not not lekuli alma. The Ari in general was megala in Yonei Kabbalah, and the way it's generally explained is that the Ari was megala to the weaker Dairis in Yonei Kabbalah because in previous Dairis people would be chayker in the reason. Today we're not chayker reasons. So the Ari was megala to a certain minhagim that Balei Kabbalah always did. Some kihilos and Klal Yisrael took minig Ari as their minig, particularly Chabad. Others took part of it. Another, what we call Nusach Svard is really an adaptation of Nusach Ari, parts of Nusach Ari into Nusach Ashkenaz. That's really what Nusach Svard is. So what should I tell you? It's Dari was is quoted by all the Paiskim, everyone respects Shita Sari. It's just there are certain things that minigari that were not makubal by Ashkenaz and makubal only by those who follow Ari. They should follow it. They shouldn't push it on everybody else. Dari is moiduk, somebody says it was good. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, nobody holds it. His Horus. He had an aura on the kuf. The regal of the kuf we have as an endanun. And his aura is that there's no makar for the head being wider. That the way we print a kuf, and you look in Resh Peites Makayim, the kuf, it's not an endanun, it's just a straight calm down. So his aura is that this minig that Seferim have to make the regal an endanun, which has a head and then a regal, he says has no makar kadmain. Again, he writes that since it's the Minig and Klal Yisrael, he's not going to come and say change it, but he says make it as narrow as possible, make the Ishtanis as little as possible. That's on the Kuf. His third Hara is on the Lamed. The Lamed, the regal of the Lamed, coming all the way in like a little Chaf, he says has no Makar. It's more like a Reish with a bend, and not a full Chaf. That's the third Hara he has, which, interestingly, our printed Lameds also don't have a Chaf. A Lamed is not a Vav with a Chaf underneath. It's a Vav with a Reish underneath with a little bit of a bend. It's a third Hara. And I believe his fourth Hara has to do with the Tzaddik. A Tzaddik is a Nun and a Yud. A Nun and a Yud. The Nun is bent outwards to leave room for the Yud. A Sefer, to give himself enough room, exaggerates the extension. And that exaggeration, he says, is makes it Ois Nun. It's supposed to be a Nun. So he has Eitzes for them. But those are his four main Haris. And the reason I consider it a Chashuv Sefer, it has, first of all, a handwritten Askama from Rabbi Yashiv. And Askama from Rabbi Bronsdorf, Dorfer, who goes through the four, and his matzdik, his tainis, and his psharis. So, you know, this is Safras. Safras is not, we're not all familiar with, Safras is a specialized area. Today everything is a specialized area, but at least to have the basic ideas, it's good. It's good to, you know, I tell people, we're not in the mood to learn. Let's say a tainis in the afternoon, you have a headache. You take out a sefer like this, and it's easy. You take it on a plane. On a plane, you take a mesechta. It's always hard to learn a mesechta on the plane. You take a sefer like this, you don't want to get off, you know. It's you're into it. It's all things that are... anybody's flying, I'll lend you without flying. But you know, I always suggested that they should have a cafe in Flatbush that mimics the airplane. A cafe, like airplane seats, and they lock the door, you can't get out. That was, I saw it was 11 hours. You have to stay in your seat, they strap you in. They give you svarim, and they have somebody walking up and down giving you food and drinks. If we got eight, it would be such a popular place. And no phone reception. No phone reception. It would be a wonderful first class. You have to have it in the back. That's the only downside.
Chabad
tefillin. The ksav is also like this? Oh, sure. Chabad. Yeah. The tefillin, even other Hasidus have ksav ari. Even certain Hasidus that don't have Sefer Torah ksav ari, tefillin they do. Because the Kabbalah is betzina. You know, api Kabbalah, the tzitzis have a double hole. The talis katan has two holes. That's api Kabbalah. It's not like the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, beferish, that when you have tzitzis, you should make sure it hangs down over the corner. Not like this. If it hangs like this, it doesn't go al kanfei. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should put it up so that it hangs down over the corner. It says in Shulchan Aruch. Now Shulchan Aruch doesn't make sense. Ksav Ari has a double hole, and then it just hangs out. It can never hang al kanfei. It's not shaya. So those who go minig Ari do it. Other people who aren't suspecting could buy it. But a talis gadol, they all have one hole, as far as I know. Because Kabbalistic things are supposed to be bitzina. Talis katan, which is bitzina, they write, it's gaiva to do in the talis gadol. That's the shita. I assume it's the same thing. Those who have ksavari and tefillin, that's bitzina. No one sees your parasha. But the ksavari and the sefer Torah, which everyone sees, that they don't.
What's
the difference in Lubavitch, talis, and the atara, Lubavitch has a shita, not to have atara in the head, because you should be able to turn it either way. So it's a funny thing because it's based on the Balatanya. Balatanya holds that talis, you only have one part on your head. There's no one part designated for the head all the time. We hold by Lebekdusha Meiridin. So we always have the Atara, the same part of the talis near the tefillin, the same part hanging down because we don't want to be Meiridin. So Balatanya held that's Nashalei Kedin, and you don't have to be Makbid. So the Baal Tanya is masking, you could do it. It just says you don't have to be Makbid. But once he says it, so the Talmidim of the Baal Tanya, which is Lubavitch, they dafka don't have a Hatara. And many of them put the silver Hatara down the middle. You ever saw it? They have a silver Hatara down the middle. It weighs down the talus, it should fall off. I guess it's a lighter one. They have one on, no, they don't have on the head. But they don't have a Hatara on the head. No. The real Chabadniks, they turn it around. No, 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 I don't think so.
How do they know which is which?
He said, because I can see which is dirty.
Rabbi, and mezuzah is something, is nister? We'll get to
the halacha says the mezuzah is not called the tzimah. What?
Who?
Rav David got upset that you bought Ari mezuzahs. What was he having, Mina? Why did you buy Ari? What reason? You mean Ari taka?
Okay, so I have. No
let's do Shulchan
Aruch. All
right. All right, I don't mean anything personal with Chabad or anything. We're just talking about Minhag Yisrael. Those who keep Ari should keep Ari. It's just the business of pushing your sheet on everybody else, which is the style today in Eretz Yisrael, the style today in many areas. It shows a lack of confidence in your own Mahalach. If you have confidence in your own Mahalach, you don't need everybody to do it. You know, if you hold a certain minig, you keep your minig and you have confidence in it. Okay, we start a Resh Peites. Resh Peches is the Safrus Simen, and it's not written to become a cipher from it. It's written Bekitzer to have basic ideas. And let's start again. I may have gone quickly through Sephaloth, but let's Resh Peches.
Ches.
Sephaloth. Keitzer Kaisen es HaMezuzah. How does one write a mezuzah? Kaisen shtei parshiyos. As opposed to tefillin, which have four parshas, the mezuzah has two, Shema and Vayam Shemaya. Al daf echad, biyuriya achas. Daf is one column on one piece of parchment. Va'isa lo revach mamata v'revach mamayla kibay chatsi tzipayrin. And you leave space on top and space on bottom, like every sev, you look in your svarim. There's space on top, space on bottom. How big? Kamoi chatzi tzipayrin, the size of half a fingernail. Mr. Brura says gagoi shalamin, like the not the gag, but the protrusion of a lamin is called chatzi tzipayrin. And
one after the other,
right? Ubitchilasa yishayir kedei logaloi. And the beginning of it has to have enough that when you roll up the mezuzah, you should have one time around that's blank cloth. Okay, when you roll the mezuzah, the beginning, you roll it to the beginning, not to the end. You roll it to the beginning, it should have a one time around amount of cloth. But b'saifa, it doesn't need anything. What does it say? B'saifa ain't sarach laniach cloth. Doesn't need anything at the end. Only one time around at the beginning. Now, these are all minimums.
You said that if you made it more, is it a problem?
It's not ma'akiv, no. As a matter of fact, this is one mechaber where our minig is not to do this. We don't do it. If you take out a mezuzah, it does not have this tefilasa k'day logoloisa. The Pischei Tshuva brings in Sivkotin Beis, Sivkotin Aleph, he says it's not ma'akiv, leaving space on top and bottom. Pesachuva Beis, interesting. Yishayer kedei logoloi, Sayim Chushos Yaakim, Chelu Beis, and Mikovches. Shenishal Amas Samchu Asayfrim. What do the Sayfrim rely on today? She'ein Manicha kedei logol. They don't leave enough to go around it. Veheshiv. Da'afte b'shulchan aruch sasam din zeh. Even though nobody argues in the shulchan aruch, it's stimas ha-shulchan aruch, makamakai. B'machlaik ishnuya b'ena paiskim. V'das roi paiskim nira she'ein tzorach lahaniach. You don't have to leave enough. L'chein anach Yisrael emeinam nevi'im b'nei nevi'im heim. Leave this minute. K'yesham g'dayli ha-paiskim l'smechaleim. So they have what to rely on not to make an extra amount around. Who does it bother? It's not ma'akiv. Those of all you don't need it, agree you could have it. Ze'enai. Da'ayesh lochu shiachas Hashem shal shakai. We have a Shem Shakai on the outside of the mezuzah, which we put facing the entranceway. And if you're going to wrap it around, you're going to cover the Shakai. V'minakev agvil, you make a hole in the part that's wrapped around, yeganai, k'mash k'savnu, like it says elsewhere, l'chein, shabbat ha'sa'od, v'ech d'nog nog.
Where do you have to write the Shakai in the back?
It's on the outside, opposite, no, it's opposite certain letters in the, it's a certain place, opposite. It's opposite the space between Nashma and Shema, yeah? Tishma, I think Shema and Vahavta maybe. I'm not remembering. We'll bring in mezuzah. If I could bring in, I should be able to bring in a mezuzah too. But anyway, that's why Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes that what he told them to do for him is leave enough gevil that if you'd roll it as tight as possible, it would go around. So it's not as much as the way we roll it. And that's what he writes. But Lamaisa, the minig is not to have something on the outside. I should mention about rolling a mezuzah. The most important advice you can get about maintaining your mezuzahs properly is don't roll a mezuzah if you have no experience. Because that's when letters crack. When you roll something, you make a fold. If you make a fold, you're going to crack a letter on the other side. You could check it. It looks perfect. If you roll it and crack the lettering, it causes an issue. And only somebody who's experienced in rolling it without folding it should do it. If you have to do it, so just be careful. Rolling is fine. The fold is what cracks the letters. The old mezuzahs were shellacked. They put a layer of shellac on top of the lettering of the mezuzah to keep it. Now, there was a previous tumult. There are those who shellacked the parchment before the writing. They polished it. They put a layer. And that, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, that's a shayla, it's good to the eved, because the ink is not on the cloth. But that doesn't exist anymore, as far as I know. There are those who shellacked the mezuzah on top of the lettering so that it should stay better. The air shouldn't cause the letters to turn brown. But that caused a problem when you rolled the mezuzah. It cracked. You can imagine, you shellac it, it cracks more even when you roll it. Today, most of the mezuzahs, certainly the new mezuzahs, don't have, you can see, there's no shine on it. It's a mezuzah written properly without this layer of shellac. Whoever shellacked it, his intentions were good, but it caused these issues with cracks in the shellac, which became cracks in the lettering. And therefore, rolling it up is something you have to do with care. Certainly, if it's shellac, you have to do with care.
No, that's only on top
and bottom. Top and bottom. You don't roll it from bottom to top. You roll it from outside to inside. Right, yeah, you see your page, you have on top, you have some space, and on bottom. On every printed page. Space on top, space on bottom. And then it has nothing to do with rolling. When you roll it this way, when you roll a page, here you have the olive base. If you roll it this way, the fact that you have space on top and bottom doesn't affect the rolling. You don't roll it up. This is not rolled up. They're rolled from back to the, from end to beginning.
Okay.
It's interesting. The Mishnah Brura says that the minig to put an extra layer of gevil was to protect. It was not Tal Chashem Sinai. It's made to protect it. He says that's why tefillin don't have that minig, because tefillin anyway are protected by the bias. He says the minig was to protect it, and it was not a.
Mezuzah,
today they put it in the case. They used to stick it into an etching in the wall. Roll it flat? How do you roll something flat? The flat. You stand it up. You roll it the same way. You just place it this way as opposed to that way. You place it flat. That's why we do the double, the bent, because of that meaning. What? We'll get to that, Mr. Shem. Yeah, we Ashkenaz also do it. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Siv Beis. Sarach L'Kaisva B'daf Echad. Has to be in one column in Kaisva B'Beis. A Gimel Dafing Shera. But if you write it in two or three Dafim, then it's kosher. Nobody seems to argue, except that Reb Chaim Knievsky teaches the Gra. He says that Gra Chaylik. I don't see the Gra and Siv Beis is arguing. He means either Gra Aleph or Gra Zayin or both. The Gra back in Aleph, where it said you do it by Yiriyah Achas, he brings Filim Mezuzah Shasvarim Nechtavim Mishnei Dafin Filim Mezuzah's Nechtavim Elo Bedaf Acha Bedaf Echa. The Biz Yerushalmi that it has to be written in one daf, in one column, which contradicts the Shulchan Aruch, which says Shtei Dafim. Later in Gra Zayin, also he seems to say what Gra Dalid says Rambam Yerushalmi and Al Mefarsh L'Chatchila Dafka Ubeferish Vashkasa V'Gemara Mezuzah Asher Shtei V'Shlai Shigmas Rambam Vashay Sena B'Kuva. So I don't see where he's arguing in Gra Dalid. I don't see where he's arguing. Yeah, nobody does it too. The question of it's Makiv. It's Sivkot and Zayin. If you turn the page, the Gruk more clearly argues in Zayin, which goes on later. He says, "Mekan Lamed Arambam, Mizel Lamed Arambam, the Ha the Sivbeis Kasher B'Di'evet." Well, Pashu Yerushalmi, now Mashrik and Divrei Rashi, the Divrei Taisvah is not like the Rambam. So maybe Zayin is the more clear one, where he argues and he holds two columns as Ma'akim. Then they get to us. We never. Never have a mezuzah which stayed off him, but just to figure out where Chaim Knievsky is referring to, that's what he's referring to. Maybe. And he didn't point out that it argues with the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says based off of Ksheira, he said that in Sif Aleph.
No.
No, okay. Right, so therefore he's writing here based off of Ksheira. Right, that's what he's adding.
Is there a minimum number of lines?
The minig, but I don't believe there's any halacha for the minig in the lines. It's a minig because since you want it to come out even, you always use the same form. It's not supposed to protrude. So we do it always the same number of lines. So it's not a halacha, it has to be that number of lines.
Does it make a difference what kind of cloth do you use, whether it's mashwa?
We'll get to that. The Mechaber talks about the type of cloth. We'll get to it today. Siv Gimel. The more famous din, the din of Kisidron. Gimel kasva sholei ala seder. If you write a mezuzah out of order, I mean out of seder, out of sequence, afilu shakach belichtev oisachas psula. If you forgot to write a letter, you want to get it later, no good. Ein la takana. The only eitzah is to erase everything till the missing letter. If you have a shem Hashem, you can't erase it. To erase everything up to it. Ein la takana vein tzarach leimer imhigdim parsha la parsha. Certainly the parshiyos have to be in order. I should add, so machlekes rishayim, if the shalyad has to be written before the shalraish, if it's kesidron, shalyad, shalraish, if someone finds a psul in the shalraish, he's got a problem with the shalyad too, because he'll get a new shalraish, but how many years ago your bar mitzvah? 50, at least a dozen years ago. So it's going to be... Pasul Shayah is a problem. I take it back because it's going to be out of order. So you're going to have to write a new. The Shayah be written before Shalraish.
Find an old
and old. Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes. He says B'shas Hatchak it could be Mekel, but it's a one-time investment to have tefillin. So yeah, when everything has to be Kesidron, all tefillin, all mezuzahs that be Kesidron. Don't. Well, the Shayah it's one cloth. Certainly has to be Kesidron. The Shalraish also. Even Shoraish also has to be, the four parashas have to be Kesidron. So how do you fix a letter in a mezuzah? So since you like Kesidron passels, it should not be possible to fix the letter in a mezuzah and tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah here, there's no mefarshim because this is already explained at length in Hilchos Tefillin. So I'd like to read to you, I underlined here, three parts of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah is Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Chav Hei through Chav Zayin. Excuse me?
By mezuzah, we have also the Havyatan Yehud, the way that it's written should be.
That's what we're learning as mezuzah, right? Then we're less we're learning. It's a mezuzah also, because you're just marking here. That's a good question. It happens also to be a machlekes rishayim. If it was written right, and later you change it, if it's better, but we pass Nika Sidron in the final product. It's written perfectly, so they got a raise. So it became possible. You want, now the question is, if a letter got erased, you want to be machsher it, it's, you're relying on the final version, and that's a problem. So, let me read the Shulchan Aruch, and then the few Mishnah Berurahs I wanted to point out. Lamed Beis Chaf Hei. Kol ois yiksuva sholei ki tikuna. If a letter in the mezuzah or tefillin is written improperly, ve'ein tzurasa aleha. This is the whole discussion. If it's missing the tzurasa ois, kagoyim. Naga regala aleph begagra aleph, ha aleph, like pneya aleph befnim, begagsha techtea. The aleph is not broken up, it's touching the part of the aleph. Oi, shiha regala hey, a regala kuf noigim, or the regala hey or the kuf is touching the roof. Oi, shoisa is achas chalukul shteyaisis, kagain tzadik, shekosav yud nun, oi, shekishin, shekosav ayin yud, eches, shnei zainin, vach, shekosav lafon, of kosav atikna. And after you wrote further, you went back and fixed it. Have shalaka sidron upsulim. So the Mechaber says, if it's missing tsuras ha'ais, and we have to explain that, it's shalaka sidron. Aval, lahafrid oisiais advukais, acha shekosel lufneim shapir dami. But if you have good letters, but they're touching, sometimes when you write the tag, it touches the letter on top of it. Lahafrid oisiais advukais, acha shekosel lufneim, Shapir Dami. This is common, relatively common. I mean, it happens all the time, but it happens in a good percentage of parashiyos. They're written very small. And when you write the tagim, you could touch the letter on top of it. So, Shapir Dami, you could fix the letter. Kimi Shayis Kitsurasa Aleha. Kishamafrida Machabrit Olayava Kakaisiv. You're allowed to separate it. Hu Adinim Loyha Yemixas Yudin Shala Alfen Vishinin Ve'einim Viragla Yatavin Noigim Kofais. There's a small crack. It didn't quite touch the gufais. V'tinuk, d'lechachem alay tipish, makiran. And children that are not very wise and not very foolish are able to read it. Afal pisha kasal lefneyem, yachal azal l'saknan, kima d'tzuras ha'ais, ha'ais ha'nikeres, leka v'shem kasal shalai kasidran. So therefore, he says that they qualify shalai kasidran, that if a child could read it, it's kosher. Now, if a child could read it because there are very few choices, let's say it's missing a major part of a, let's say the top yud of an aleph is missing. A child looks at it and he says, well, it looks like an aleph. It doesn't help if the guf ha'is is missing. But if there's a connection or a crack that is totally in the reading, so that's good. So there, a person could go back. There's no problem with Chalukah Sidron. Alright, well, the first thing I underlined is this exception. The Mishnah Berurah says if it's certainly missing something that's in the main part of the ice, then it doesn't help. You don't have to bend down to look at it. You can see clearly it's not connected. Yachal HaSaknan. Because the child reads it. If you've got to bend down and say, hey, yeah, it is brick cracked. No purpose in showing it to a child. Because you know it looks like the tzuras eyes. You have a frumi. And he said, I'll show it to a tinnik anyway. And he didn't read it right. He passed it like the tinnik. And you have to be machmer like the tinnik. But the main point here is not everything has to be shown to a tinnik. If it's clear that it has to resize, then it doesn't matter. Okay, so that's one. An interesting halacha, chavav, maisi shoshem devukais, yachala fridan. God's name letters are connected. You can't erase Shem Hashem, but you could be mafrid. There's no issa to be mafrid, something that passes the Shem Hashem, because that's not mechikas Hashem. That's Misakin Hashem. third sif. Ois yois v'teva shenimchaku k'tzas. Okay, what you asked. The letters were written right. And something went wrong later. Im rishuma nikr kol kach. If the Roshim is nikr, shetim l'chav l'aytim yachol l'kreisa, mutal l'hav k'kul misaleim l'haytiv aksav. So you give it to check, and certain things happen to it. It's nashul like a sidron if it could be read. Pirish, says the Mishnah Berurah. Pirish, shahalach me'al oisis k'sas mara hadyai. The ink is starting to pop or to fade. If when he wrote it originally it was not black ink, it got faded so much that right away it doesn't look proper, or it's red. Has to be, it's not possible, it's only a shmira. The rust of the ink, like a sidron, and therefore it's possible. So Lamaisa, if it cracks, you can fix it. If it's if it became red, then you can't fix it. These are the rules. So I guess it's a very significant exception to the din of Shalai Kisidran. This is an exception. Now, very often people ask me, they're going to a cipher, and what could they ask for that's a hider? What could you're buying to buy tefillin? What can you ask for that's mahuder? Why does one pair of tefillin cost $2,000, one costs $1,000? It's very interesting that in Hasidic circles the tefillin are far more expensive. I'm not clear about why. It could be they hold that the person who writes should be a bigger Talmud Chacham. Maybe it's somebody who just they have only from people that are only willing to do it for more money. I don't know why. It's far more expensive. What hider is there in the tefillin that there could be? Now, one hider, obviously, if it's written neatly, if it's a neat ksav, that's mahuder. However, There is a machlaikis between the Mechaber and the Ramah and Poiske Machrayim Tumul whether there's a hinder in the handwriting of tefillin because you don't see it anyway. Nobody sees tefillin. Sefer Torah you see. Mezuzah, the Gemara says you see it. Rishayim say because you check it. We check tefillin too, but whatever reason. But in tefillin, the achaluke day is. There's a Ramah. Let me say, the Ramah says that if you have a mantle of a sefer Torah, and on one side the mantle is made out of cheap cloth, on one side it's fancy cloth. So the Mishnah Berurah says the Ramah says the fancy cloth should be on the inside, against the sefer Torah, not on the lining, not the way we do. We have the beauty on the outside. So the Ramah says, what do you mean? He brings a Mordechai. The beauty is the pnimius. Beauty is what people see. All the beauty is the pnimius of it. What's the makar of the Mordechai? He says, because the Orin had gold inside and outside. So you see that the Orin had gold inside. No one could see it. Truth, no one saw the outside of the Orin either too much. But the gold on the inside, no one ever saw the inside. That's
a riot. So
the Gron is our guys. And the Ramah says, how does that prove the inside is more than the outside? It proves that the pnimius, there's an inyan of hider in the pnimius. Mishnah Berurah brings chaluki deis. Our meaning is not to make the inside of our mantle look nicer than the outside. Society today certainly is that way, that fancy is what people see. You know, the inside, it could be rotten as long as the outside is nice. But lamaisa, the chaluki deis. Whether the hinder of a ksav in the tefillin is a maila, depends on this. Because the hinder, it says, I think it's a Ramah itself later also, who compares it to the Mordechai, and he says that the ksav on the inside of a tefillin depends on this shaila, whether it should be mohudah. So that's one hinder that exists.
You don't have an inside and an outside.
Should be beautiful. They should be very nice batim, very nice
with
suas.
One is the cloth and one is one of
the hider of tefillin. Tefillin noah means on the outside if you argue with the Sfarad
Chaim. Didn't you see last week?
So they hold that the Pnimius also should be nice. No, it's a Ramah. Ramah says the Pnimius should be nice. So it is a Ramah.
Didn't we say last week that Sefer Torah is nice?
Oh, I'll get to that 1 second.
Didn't we say last week that Sefer Torah, the Hiddur is at the Gimel?
Yeah, that's all about the niceness of the Ksav. It should be neat.
Right.
Now, the Regal has to be lower.
Right, so but is that by two notes, that in the Hiddur?
That's a Shaila. Whether the Ksiva sat fill in, there's such a Hiddur. The same Achlaik as I'm telling you about the air applies here. Yes, there you see. Mezuzah, you see, fill in is considered you don't see. I'll tell you, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Mezuzah, Tzricha, Sirtut, Halacha, Maisha, Messinai, Tfilin, Ain, Tzricha, Sirtut. It says in Gemara, Mezuzah needs Sirtut, Tfilin don't need Sirtut. Sefer Torah is not like Rashi and Tesis. But, I'm sorry, Megillah is not like Rashi and Tesis. But anyway, Sefer Torah has Sirtut. The Mezuzah, Tzricha, Sirtut. Why didn't Tfilin need Sirtut? It says because the sirtut is it should be neat. And the tefillin nobody sees. It's put inside. The mezuzah you see. That's what it says in the pshat in the Gemara. So everyone asks, why do you mean? We roll up mezuzahs too. So the reason brought down in the regular svarim, mezuzahs you check once every 7 years. You mechuyev. So you see it. Tefillin al pidin, you don't have to check. And if you use them, you don't have to check them. And therefore, they're considered not seen. There are those who want to argue a different biur, that mezuzahs, al-pidin, don't have to be rolled up. We roll them up. But mezuzah, you can put flat on the doorway, so they're seen. Now, we roll it up, so we should have the whole mezuzah close to the entrance. But that's a second biur. But anyway, this is a makar, the Gemara. Sirtut is two things. It's aloch of sirtut and the neatness of sirtut. So, and sirtut helps neatness. Why don't you need it? So, raya, that neatness is not a hiddur. Lamaisa, we try to be mahadir in the neatness, but to spend another $1,000 on the neatness seems to be exaggerated. There is another hiddur, which when I got tefillin for my children, I asked them to do, and that is that what in the Gias, that afrodas on the Gias. Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if they wrote the parsha and they see two letters are touching, they can be mafrid it later. There's not sarnish like a sidra. However, there is a day in the Rishayim that holds that it is a psul of Shalai Kesidra, that it should be better written without touching letters. Lamaisa, if you go into a store, they're not going to know anything about it. But if you go to a cipher, you go to a David Scherzer or one of the cipherim, they keep separate. The cipher, when they write it, if they have something with no negiyas, they mark it. They don't mark the parsha. They put it in these little containers. I don't know what they do today. They used to use the film containers. Remember the old film with the lid? So that was used perfect size for parshias. So they would stick the parsha. I don't know what they're doing today. Maybe they got on close out. All the old, nobody has film anymore. So I don't know. Little bottles maybe. The pharmacy film. But anyway, so they mark it on the outside, built in the gear. They write that it was written. If you don't trust them, don't buy it from them. But and it doesn't cost more. There's not enough demand to raise the price. It doesn't cost more. You tell the side you want without Nagias, we'll give you without Nagias. There's plenty of a supply, not enough demand. If there were, the demand would be greater than the supply, we'll raise the price. But it doesn't raise the price because there's not enough demand, although after this recording gets out on Rabbi Spanier's thing, it's going to be, everyone's going to ask for it. But Davila, there's no big demand. So anyway, okay, so this is the din of Kesidron. There is one more din of Kesidron, which is the subject of dispute, but Klal Yisrael is naying this way. Even in a Sefer Torah, the Shem Hashem is written Kesidron. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is written Kesidron, the Kach Nagu, and Pesachei Tshuva. I don't think it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sefer Torah. Pesachei Tshuva brings it. And it's a Minhag HaSeifer, Mr. Rabbi.
Many together in the Sefer Torah.
You know, each one, the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey have to be Kesidron. They're different UK volumes, don't have to be written Kesidron. The Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey have to be written Kesidron, which is not so challenging.
The word Mishnah says it's the Hit of the Vav and the Vav.
Four fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know anybody who does that. I don't know. So if I say the natural Kesidron is what's Ma'akim, not the Kesidron is the...
Yeah.
Yeah, he still does that. No, the Yukev Okev is Sefer Torah also. It's not written Kesidron relative to the rest of the Sefer Torah. The Yud, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey, those four letters are Kesidron. So he writes the space, goes to the mikveh, comes back, and writes all the shemes. Each shame is Kesidron.
He writes the mezuzah one time.
I assume so. I don't know. He can't do it. He can't leave it blank. Oh, that's true. I misunderstood. Yeah, he can't. He has to, I guess he has to go to mikveh and write the mezuzah.
He writes it one time.
Okay, one shot. Okay, so yeah, one per two people can write the shayat too. One person right here, one person can write here. The Kesidron has to be Kesidron. The same cipher is a shayla of when you write. For many cyphers, Shalom Menumah. Because the Shaila, it says not the Sefer Torah, that Sefer Torah, you shouldn't mix and match cyphers because then the style changes. The meaning is to be makel on Urias to have from different cyphers, and it doesn't possible anyway. I don't know, maybe it is a meaning. You think it is a meaning to be makbid, okay? Say the meaning is to be makbid for one cypher. Sif Dalin. Kasva Bishnei Oirais. Avapisha Tofram Psula. You write it Shema on one piece of parchment, Vayim Shema on another piece of parchment, even though you sew it together, it's still puzzle. Now here, we have a major problem. Kivager asks, it's not just not Emes, because, the Shach Dalin brings, the Gemara talks about whether you can take an old Sefer Torah that's ready to go into Geniza and cut out the parts and make a mezuzah out of it. Why put it in Geniza? Cut out the volume Shemaya. So do it that way. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ilam b'kodesh ve'merid." But Vaisdais the etzim, it's possible, but they're in different parashiyos. Shema v'ayim Shemaya. How it's not that far. It's from Veschanan to Ekev. But it's a Deichit say, the Gemara means you cut out the whole thing, you put the whole Yeriah into your mezuzah. That means you cut it out. So Shach Yimel, Taka says, Shach Dalit, V'das, I'm sorry, Shatah goes on the next, I'm sorry, I take it back. So it is Rabbi Kiv Eger, I'm sorry. So back to Pischei Tshuva Dalit, Ayin Tshuva is Rabbi Kiv Eger. Let's see. Afal Bisha Tafran. Anxious Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Tafran, the Kaid Matsiva, Mashram, the very Rashi, Megillah, the Afchesef on the base, the Masla Tafran, begin the Kosher. That if you sew it before you write it, it's Kosher. Chen Yeshla Dagdik Meloshana Rambam. Kosher Bishneyaris with Tafra. It's only possible if you write it and then you sew it. Mashkazi Yashi, the very Rashi, Mizetz, or Chlem Kabanasi, the Mayri, Shetafran Zelamata. One under the other, because shtei dafim is kosher. By b'shem daf echad, I'm like in kosher. Hey Rashi, go for sreli benachas daf lami gimel. Gabe hada amar hasam ruya lebeis sifim kamar. The filibar echad possible b'shnei dafim. If it's right, beis sifim for two mezuzas is possible. Has to be or echad. The chenichas of ator b'shmai rak danan like kaimel anachin kei mamahani ma de tafron kaidim. Have a chibur v'have a kar echad kimel b'shnei dafim. Okay, so claiming the Ma'ariv should top from by Vishem b'daf echad. Okay, the Rashi is not answering the kasha. I said this Rabbi Kiva Eger is something else. He's saying that if you sow it before you write it, it's kosher. If you sow it after you write it, that's where there's a psul. And I'm missing who asked this kasha on from the Gemara on from Yana Gemara. Let's see, Groches, Rambam, like Tysus. Maybe Tysus Kasha. Okay, but I'm not finding the teretz to it. But anyway, this is the Kasha. Tfira is a very important topic, not because this case comes up, but because there is a major argument about, in general, whether when you sew two things together, they get a din of Shem Echad, or they don't get a din of Shem Echad. And it has to do with Devek as well, whether things that are glued together, get a din of one thing.
Now, Rabbi Kiveiga seems yes, because if you do
Rabbi Kiveiga seems like one, yes, if you do it beforehand, it becomes one. Tefillah makes it one. Shlemega, I'm sorry, Shkayach. Shlemega, I'm not Zamid Beis, Taisvis, the Lahashlim, the Rashi Kasher. He's going on that. Okay, good. I don't see the Teretz. Okay, that's what I had, a Teretz. At any rate,
why you say it's Mal Vema Reading? If you're taking the Sefer Torah, which is going to go Geniza, why are you putting it, making your mezuzah my reading? Is not Geniza worse my reading?
That's a Tazashita. We hold that my Makosh Lami Reading has to do with the original thing. There's a Shita Sataz. I don't think anybody passing it to Taz. Taz says if you have an old Aron Kaidish, it's not right for an Aron Kaidish. So halach is you can't use an Aron to store your Siddurim. Because Ma'am Kaidish, Shalai Miri, Shita Sataz is that when you're ready to bury it, like you're saying, if you're ready to bury it anyway, so better use it for Siddurim than to bury it. He holds that if it's going into Geniza, there's no Ma'am Kaidish, Shalai Miri. However, Mishnah Berurah, nobody passes like him. We paskin that Ma'alam Makosh Lami Reading has to do with the way it was originally written, and not with the not with its current state. There is the Kasha. I still remember who says the Teretz. I remember what the Teretz is. That I'm forgetting. All right.
Don't they also have to be written on different kinds of skins? The Torah.
Oh, I remember the Teretz. It's the Teretz from that Gemara is that you cut out Shema in a place with this blank cloth under it on bottom of the Sefer Torah. So when the Gemara says you want to cut out a Sefer Torah, make mezuzahs, it means you cut it out and you have Shema, and then you have blank on the bottom. You're going to write in the volume Shemaya, or you take a volume Shemaya. Well, there'll be Shlaka Sidra. Yeah, you're right. It only makes sense one way, not the other way. Okay, I think that's the Teretz to be shown in this. The Mishnah Berurah. In Lamed Beis, Sif Lamed Ches, Yasa Dalet Batim Yar Echad, Mishnah Berurah says, Chatichas Or Tfurim Yachad, Mitzad Yama Gavram, De Chashuvin Kar Echad. Chen Chu, Kaz Bichu Sam Seifa, Yesh Lahokal Bitfurais, you should be making this so that they're one, Mahaya Rak Devukis Bedevek, Mach Misham. Devek is a tremendous tumult. Negeh to Tfilin today, many Tfilin until Akshadara, had a psul memanav shach as follows. The tefillin has to be R echad. The tefillin has to be made out of one R. If you take two iris and you stitch them or glue them together, is that good? Same tumult. You want tefillin that were devukais, that they made R echad by gluing them together. So they held devukais is good. Then you have the four batim in the shalreish. The four batim in the shalreish, you don't want them to separate. So they are seifrim who glue them together. They put glue between the three spaces, between the four batim together. So that's pasul mamanashach. If your devek makes them one, so you don't have four batim. They're glued together. If your devek doesn't make it one, then it's not more behema echad. So that was a tremendous tumult before my days. If it's not glued together, if gluing is not making it one, then it's not our echad, because you only made it our echad with devek. What? You need a separation. So today, the Seifrim separate them. They separate them. Lubavitch is very strong on this Kepeda, some calls the Baltanya. They, all the years, they take a string and they press it down. If it gets pressed together in the clamp, they press it down to make sure there's a separation between them. There's some sort of a separation between them. The other Seifrim, today, all are makbid, there should be a separation. The difference is whether they leave a little devik on the bottom or not to help it, that it shouldn't separate. But this is the tumult that took place regarding the devik. Oh, Sifhei, Tzrichin Ibn Lishma next week. And also, yes, what type of cloth that's involved, it's also, we'll get to it next week. Okay.